Lee, I've just been talking to Paul McGuinness, and I've watched that game with great interest today. And I'm not making excuses for your team, but sometimes you don't get what you deserve, do you?
I've just said that to the players. I've just said it's a cruel game. We would have been disappointed if we had drawn it. So we're absolutely, it's gut-wrenching that we've lost it. But we dust ourselves down. We debrief Monday about where we could have improved. And we'll go again to next week at Oldham.
But 24 attempts on goal, Lee, it's just... And you hit the woodwork twice, and it can be a cruel game, but certainly there's nothing to be dispirited about if you're going to make chances at that level.
We've got 10 games left, and if we play like we did today, we'll get lots of points out of those 10 games, because I thought our level of performance was outstanding. And as you said, 24 attempts at goal, hit the woodwork twice, in my eyes, and in I think everyone else's eyes, yeah, we should have probably had a penalty kick. You know, when you play well, you know, you get the spirit and you get the performance level. You know that there's results that'll just be round the corner. So we just got to make sure that we go again next Saturday. I bet your opponents who are watching us will not be looking forward to playing against us, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But it's been a really hectic couple of weeks for you. You came in to see me at the BBC after you'd only been your feet under the table for 2 days. How are you settling in at gig?
Absolutely loving it. The training ground environment is brilliant. The people behind the scenes of the football club are really good. They've welcomed me and Alan. Just a shame that we couldn't continue the good run, but we'll go again. We'll have another, see if we can get ourselves on another good run. But as you said, and rightly so, that, you know, the performance level was very, very high today. So if we go again with that, we'll no doubt get the results we all want.
And next week, of course, it's Derby against Oldham, and you get a chance to pit your wits against John Sheridan.
Yeah, I've done it many times over the years at various different clubs with John. Very, very experienced man, good man. So, and it's, as you said, it's a Derby. We're both down at the wrong end of the table, so there's a lot riding on it, and we've got to reproduce that level of performance, not switch off on the couple of occasions we did for the goals, and then go from there.
But you have got a full week to prepare. Will you be glad of that breathing space, Lee?
Yes, it means we can get some quality work on the training ground as well and get some work with some of these young players. You know, and that's what they are. They're young and they're learning, and they're learning the job and on it as well. So I'll looking forward to working with them this week, and, you know, not discouraged at all by that level of performance. Disappointed in the result. We want to win every time we play, but not discouraged at all.
Just a couple of questions to finish. When you've got your young players out there, and I'm a great believer that you learn more from playing with good players than any coach, no disrespect, Lee, but when you're a young lad like George Miller and you're out there with Ryan Lowe and James Vaughan and Jermaine Pennant, it's got to bring you on as a footballer, surely.
Of course it does, and they're all good examples. They've played at the highest level. And they've played at the highest level for a reason, because they're good professionals. Not only are they good players, they're top professionals, and how they behave on the pitch, how they behave off it, what they do in terms of recovery, what they eat, what they drink, etc., etc. So it's brilliant that I've got a group of senior players who have had great careers and are a great example to some of these exciting youngsters we had. I mean, you forget, Callum Stiles is only 16. He's playing
16,
like an experienced footballer. You know, was changed the system towards the end when we went 3-4-3, and he looked like he played in that role in a 2, which is a bit more demanding than we initially started off. But he looked like he played in all his career.